Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to Vandermark Farms. We're happy you can work for us this summer. Each of you will be assigned to a team responsible for different tasks on our farm. Like last summer, you may be assigned to be in the fields or to care for the animals. We do have a new task this year, a food cart. We'll need people to run it and sell our fresh products around town. Although these are seasonal positions, we always have openings for year-round work. If you're interested, just email Anya and she'll give you a listing of all our available 12-month positions.
Number 71. Where does the talk take place? Number 72. According to the speaker, what is a new task this summer? Number 73. What can the listeners receive from Anya? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Welcome to Maple Library. During tonight's community workshop, I'll show you how to use the library's databases. Before we get started, you'll need your library card to log on to our network. Now, on the computer in front of you, enter your card number to log in. Next, I'll show you how to enter search terms. It's okay if you can't remember each step. Keep in mind, I'm at the information desk every evening.
Number 74. What is the workshop about? Number 75. According to the speaker, what do the listeners need to access a computer? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
I'm at the information desk every evening?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm calling about an electric toothbrush I ordered from your company. I'm having a problem with it, and I hope you can help me. When I push the power button, the toothbrush won't start. I don't know why it isn't working, because the battery is fully charged. I'm leaving next week on a long trip, and I really don't want to go away without this toothbrush. Please call me back at 555-0137. Thanks.
Number 77. Why is the speaker calling? Number 78. What does the speaker say she is going to do next week? Number 79. What does the speaker want the listener to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Lucy. Congratulations on the real estate contract you finalized yesterday. It's great that our client's properties have been selling so quickly. The advertisement we recently ran must have worked. After placing that ad in the paper, we got lots of telephone calls from businesses looking to purchase new office spaces. The thing is, while we specialize in selling office buildings in the city, you know, many companies are moving to suburban areas just outside the city. Can we talk about this after the meeting this afternoon?
Number 80. Why does the speaker congratulate the listener? Number 81. What does the speaker say about a newspaper advertisement? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
many companies are moving to suburban areas just outside the city.
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As you all know, our restaurant's dishwasher has been leaking water for the past couple weeks, and we've had to hand wash dishes and utensils to serve our customers. So I've decided to upgrade. A new dishwasher's coming tomorrow. The new model works much quicker than the old one, so we'll be able to wash dishes in half the time. One last thing. There are some extra shifts open at the end of the month. If you'd like to take any of them, please use the sign-up sheet posted on the refrigerator.
Number 83. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 84. What does the speaker say will happen tomorrow? Number 85. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to today's information session about studying automotive technology at Maddox Technical Institute. At Maddox Technical, you'll receive the best car and truck repair training in the industry. We provide hands-on experience in real auto repair shops, which is a major advantage when applying for jobs. You can even apply by filling out the application form on your mobile phone. Before we start, I see most of you have a printout of last year's course description. The upcoming session will only last 3 months, not six, so you can complete the course in less time for the same price. Now, let's discuss the enrollment details you'll need in order to register.
Number 86. What is the main topic of the course? Number 87. According to the speaker, how is this year's course different from last year's? Number 88. What will the speaker do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for coming to today's workshop. It's 8 o'clock and we have a lot of material to cover today. I'm Sanjay, the Executive Director of Human Resources, and today we'll be talking about selecting job applicants. As managers, it can be quite overwhelming for us to go through a large number of job applications to figure out who to interview. So to start off, I'd like you to turn to the person sitting next to you and take about 5 minutes to list both positive and negative aspects of a resume and cover letter. What stands out to you as a potential candidate to contact?
Number 89. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"We have a lot of material to cover today"?
Number 90. What is the topic of the workshop? Number 91. What are the listeners instructed to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Morris. I'm calling about the estimate you requested. It looks like the renovations you want me to do for your kitchen will cost at least $10,000. I know that's a little more than you were planning to spend. Now, one way we could cut down on the immediate cost is to break the renovation up into different stages. It'll take longer, but it'll cost less up front, and you can decide after each stage if you want to continue. Either way, call me back and let me know what you think.
Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 93. According to the speaker, what is the problem? Number 94. What solution does the speaker suggest? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and directory.
Thank you for calling Abrams Health Center. Our office is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you'd like to make an appointment with one of our doctors, or if you'd like to reschedule an appointment, please stay on the line. If you have a question about billing or payments, please dial extension 35 to speak to our billing specialist. Lastly, we are reminding all patients that we've recently updated our cancellation policy. For details on our new policy, visit www.abramshealthcenter.com. Have a good day.
Number 95. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Who can answer questions about billing? Number 97. What are the listeners asked to do on a website? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and sitemap.
Okay, so let's start our board of directors meeting. Based on our company-wide survey, employees disliked our initial proposal of building another office building on our campus. They thought the walk to the new building would be too far for meetings. So instead, we're planning on adding a new wing to an existing building. Here's our current site map. The architect recommends that we connect the new wing to the hall on the north side of the map, next to the pond. The new wing will have a patio area near the pond for employees to eat lunch. I'd like to go over the budget for this project. It's less expensive than the previous plan.
Number 98. Why did employees dislike a proposal? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which hall will have a new wing added? Number 100. What will the speaker discuss next?